Hello and welcome, Banter on the Rocks listeners. You can find every one of our weekly episodes on Apple Podcast and YouTube. Grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode of Banter on the Rocks. I'm your host today, Tim. It is going to be a little bit of a quicker segment here. John has unfortunately been under the weather much of this week, but certainly still want to, at least try to get an episode out here where, at least we discuss all that's going on. We have the World Series that just wrapped up tonight. It's Wednesday night, so Dodgers were able to pull through with that 4-1 series. So we'll talk a little bit about that. NFL recap, and then, maybe briefly kind of step into a little bit of the NBA. But yeah, we'll kind of get right down into it. Before we continue any further, though, I certainly wanted to remind everybody that we are brand ambassadors for Find the Good Brand. We each, John and I, both have, their merch. We love their message that they bring out. And every single purchase, 10% goes to Mental Health of America. So great cause, great clothing to support as well. And friendly reminder, Banter 805. The code will get you 10% off of your purchase as well. So definitely an added incentive to buy some of that merch. And, of course, it all goes to that good cause. So I am. Because I lost a bet tonight from the previous podcast. I just posted a short segment on it too on our channel. So go back, take a look at that. The bet was, unfortunately, Dodgers prevailed. I mean, fortunate for Dodgers fans, of course, pulling out the World Series win. So I am going to be going to buy a Dodger hat and I'm going to rep that on an upcoming podcast. So stay tuned for that. I'm a man of my word and I'll certainly follow through with that. But, long story short, definitely needed a drink. Just having a beer and, of course, repping the Banter on the Rocks podcast cup, repping it day in, day out. So it was much needed, but yeah, it's we'll just kind of jump right into the World Series in general. 4-1 victory, throughout the whole series. I guess in general, the biggest bats weren't, in the hands of Ohtani or Judge throughout the series. Freddie Freeman, World Series MVP. I mean, he just was ridiculous. I think it was 4 games in a row of hitting home run. Didn't have one tonight, but certainly came up clutch in a big comeback inning with that 2-run single that he hit up the middle. Continues to get on base. I mean, he's super well deserving, and what a great backstory with him and his father, and just the family oriented guy he is. Super well deserved. Great human being. So very, very happy. I think his story and the way he played is really good for baseball. So, super well deserving. Had that really exciting grand slam there in game number one. That was just an electric crowd. So, all in all, just a really fun series. Judged it and didn't really, play a factor until game five, and it was almost too little too late. They got off to that hot start, but you would have liked to see a lot more out of Judge throughout this series, and it just wasn't there. Soto, had a little bit of a better series. Stanton was consistent throughout the playoffs. He did a great job. And the pitching for the Yankees just was annihilated throughout the series as well, in my opinion. Tonight with that 5-run comeback inning, I think it was in the fifth inning of tonight's game. There was, I don't know if you want to call it miscommunication or you just want to call it bad defense. Rizzo showed a lack of effort trying to get over and just run to the base and try to get Mookie Betts out. Gerrit Cole certainly wasn't there to try to cover either. So what a hot mess that was, and just not a good look. I mean, they kind of lost it for themselves between all those errors and unanswered runs. And all in all, it was just a, for the Yankees, a congratulations, you played yourself, because what a way not to show up in the most important, game of your entire season. Certainly a must win, of course, but yeah, Yankees did not look good. Dodgers certainly showed up throughout the series and playoffs and the season altogether. An ending to their season that I think was much predicted around the league, to be honest, just with how stacked that roster is. Ohtani wasted no time getting that first ring with the Dodgers. So, props to him, with that 50-50 season he had, historic in it of itself, but the cherry on top for him is that World Series ring. So, congratulations, Dodgers. Bummer for me. Gonna be spending a couple nickels here on a Dodger hat, and gonna be wearing it next pod or the one after that, depending on how the planning goes with upcoming guests as well. But I'm a man of my word. I'll certainly be pulling through and wearing that. So be on the lookout for that. In other sports, definitely want to recap some NFL this week, and I figured I'd go game by game real quick. All right, let's jump into our NFL matchups this past week. Vikings lose to the Rams 30-20, second loss in a row for the Vikings. Tough to do so in a division that's super competitive. Lions are just gaining ground at this point. Not a good look so far. We'll see Rams remaining competitive, I guess, within the NFC West, last in the division, but still looking okay for such a close division. Everybody's 500 or below. Next matchup was Pats versus Jets. Jets went from worse to worse, I guess. Just the terrible look all around. Aaron Rodgers is a lost cause at this point. Davante Adams goes from a team that was bad and just went to a worse situation altogether. So rough on him. Props to the Patriots. I guess just pulling out another win there. Interesting to say that you would hope that they'd like to lose, but hey, a win's a win, and we'll see what they do as they get closer to further in the season. Next up was Packers and the Jags. Packers pull out the victory, but at a cost of losing Jordan Love, maybe for a week. We'll see. Considered day to day at this point with a groin injury. Squeaked out the win though, nonetheless, 30-27. See if it's going to be another game of having their backup come in and play that role, and see if Jordan Love maybe can, come back healthy right after that. Not a lot of optimism though for him to make that return this upcoming week. So keep something to keep an eye on for sure. Eagles versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati maybe throw in the towel at this point. That's the season's kind of a lost cause. You lost 37-17 against the Eagles. Didn't even look competitive. Let off the gas early. Eagles have looked consistently good over the last few weeks, kind of proving that they can control the NFC East altogether and remaining up there with the Commanders, who also, pose a threat for there. Saquon's looked, obviously continued really to play well. Defenses looked really good. And yeah, AJ Brown's been great too since he's come back from injury. And Jalen Hurts just doing what he's got to do, kind of keeping Sirianni alive over there. And we'll see what happens. Next up, Lions dismantled the Titans. I don't know how else to put it. Total victory 52-14. Titans, I don't think we're expecting much from them anyways, but to note, Lions can score in many different ways. Knuckles and Sonic combo of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery is something to see. Best tandem running back game in the league for sure. And we got to see a David Montgomery touchdown pass, and that spiral looked tight. Great looking throw. Evidently, he was a quarterback in high school. Looked really good. Team is definitely, team to beat in the NFC at this point, especially with how competitive or not competitive the Niners have been. That was the only other team preseason that really looked to kind of face up against the Lions. Remaining in the NFC, we have Falcons. They beat the Bucks. Bucks are in a tough spot here. They continue to lose the loss of both of their best, wide receivers at this point, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, both going to be out a considerable amount of time. Evans probably not due back until about week 12 from what I've heard, and Godwin obviously out for the rest of the season. You had that, Godwin go down in garbage time last week. John and I talked about it. Was it worth it? Obviously, probably not at this point. And obviously, you want to kind of remain competitive altogether, but at what cost? When it's that late in the game, that's just tough. And now you're losing out, and the Falcons are the team to beat in the NFC South there. Props to Kirk Cousins. It's a well put together team. And Pitts, he's doing what I guess he was drafted to do. He's finally scoring two touchdowns this week on tight end, National Tight End Week. So great, or National Tight End Day. Sorry. A lot of tight ends performed. Kittle too. So props to the tight end. Shout out tight ends. Congratulations on your day. And next game up, we have Cardinals versus Dolphins. Dolphins first game back for Tua. They missed him dearly because that looks like a different team with him there behind center. So props to them. But wasn't enough to beat the Cardinals. They had the lead early, dropped it, ended up losing by one, 28-27. And kind of a hold your breath game with Tua. He went out and he ran and took a good slide, honestly. It was nice to see he did that and got right back up, and the confidence is there. And I think you need confidence, as a player that maybe has kind of, dealt with head injuries like that. So really good to see that, he's out there, he's performing, has the energy to be out there too, and not really looking like he's, too timid or scared. So pleasant sight to see for sure. I'm sure Dolphins fans and that team altogether is really relieved. Next game up, Jameis, he's back. Happy to see Jameis back. Totally different team with the Browns altogether, especially with a win over maybe arguably the hottest team in the NFL right now with the Baltimore Ravens. They won 29-24, late touchdown throw by Jameis. Really happy for him. I think he's such a great personality. I think he's really fun, and his interviews are always such, just entertaining altogether. So it's really cool to see him perform, kind of get, his starting role with the team back. And he's balling this weekend. He distributed the ball. No Amari Cooper there anymore. Didn't matter though. Jerry Jeudy stepped up. Just all that, what the wide receiver core in general just performed. And Nick Chubb, I believe, scored as well. So it's good to see him. And just looks like a different team from when Deshaun was out there. And that's crazy to say with all the money that's locked up with Deshaun. John and I have actively talked about that for several weeks now, and I know much of media around sports in general have spoken on that. So Jameis, really happy for you, bud. Next up game, we have Texans over the Colts. A lot of extracurriculars after this game. Texans obviously won by three. Wasn't super commanding, but the biggest things to note are the active news of Richardson, Anthony Richardson, being benched for the remainder of the year in favor of Joe Flacco. And it's due in part to subbing yourself out when you're feeling tired. Obviously, he's running around a lot out there. He runs around maybe more than your average quarterback. Still don't think I've ever seen a quarterback really come out for things like that. You see Matthew Stafford like separate a shoulder, break a collarbone, fractured ribs. Drew Brees kind of similar, like stay out there and they still complete a drive or the rest of the game. Just a different mold. And I think him coming out in the post game press conference and saying something like that is just a really bad look. And clearly the Colts felt the same way, that they're going to be benching him the rest of the year. Interesting stuff there. Not a good look at all for obvious reasons. Interesting, to put it lightly. But props Joe Flacco. Happy to see you back and balling. And I think that team looks better anyways with Joe Flacco behind the helm. Shout out Joe. So just better all around team with him behind center. And the other news to mention that game was Texans, Stephon Diggs. Unfortunately, you never like to see non-contact injuries, but confirmed torn ACL, going to be out for the season. Brutal to see. Obviously, Texans have a good wide receiver core with a couple more remaining, but Nico Collins is not immune to injuries himself. Same thing with Tank Dell. We'll see how that ends up. I think that's still a very winnable division, of course, but kind of rough to see. Kind of relying a lot on CJ Stroud. Joe Mixon has, of course, stayed consistent, looked really good this year. Don't know how deep they are going to go in the playoffs. I think there's a lot higher hopes, but I think that Stefon Diggs injury really put the damper on things. Next game up, we have the LA Chargers and the Saints. Saints, I heard on the radio today, somebody called in and said they should be relegated to the UFL. Maybe at this point, yeah. That team is just a disaster. It's kind of funny how we were talking about them after 2 weeks, like, maybe being something this year. And that has obviously not gone well over the last few weeks altogether. I don't even know how the Saints head coach is continuing to have a coaching job, to be honest with you. He did nothing with the Raiders and continues to do nothing with the Saints. So interesting, to put it lightly. Chargers, great to see Harbaugh continue to win. They're a formidable team in a competitive division. So they're going to remain competitive. I know that for a fact. Next game up, we have Bills dismantled Seattle. Love to see it. Helps out my Niners. And 31-10 was the final score of that one. Bills continue to look great. Caught me off guard because I was one of maybe the few that kind of thought that the Bills weren't really going to have a great season altogether with all the players that left in this offseason and, on both sides of the ball there. So, but I think the addition of Amari Cooper makes a big difference now as well. And he's kind of stepping right into a role where he can be wide receiver one and give some more space to Keon Coleman, who will hopefully get more game action as well. So cool to see, better situation for Amari as well. And Josh Allen just looks great. I'm one of the best QBs in the NFL, and he will be for a long time. Seattle, that run game just can't get going. That's rough. So don't know how that's going to go the rest of the year. We'll see what their draft position is at the end of the season as well. Next game up, we have a miracle in Washington with the Commanders over the Bears. Really funny this past weekend, excuse me, seeing all of the Bears fans react to that Hail Mary. They all thought they had it in the bag. So do the players. Just watching the Hail Mary go through and get caught was a sight to see, because Tyreek Stevenson, I believe is his name, cornerback, was taunting fans off to the side of the end zone. Didn't even seem like he was involved or set for the start of that play. He ran in late, and then when he runs in late, he's the one who ironically tips the ball directly into the wide receiver's hands for that touchdown. Karma, I think, really played through there. Kind of funny. And just hopefully he doesn't do that again, because that was, I had secondhand embarrassment personally, and I think a lot of people did. So yeah, fun game altogether. I think Jaden Daniels clearly looks like the better quarterback compared to Caleb. I know Caleb was frustrated after the game and, tried to remain competitive, but he didn't do a whole lot to put his team in a great position to win anyways. Finally had that drive at the end of the game that really kind of solidified more of a game, if you want to call that, because up to that point it seemed like he was stuck at like 30 passing yards for the entirety of the first three quarters, or maybe three and a half quarters. So we'll see how that goes moving forward. It was a great game altogether, and really fun to see Commanders defense has really stepped up too. So props out to them, because at the beginning of the year it looked questionable, but now they've really performed. They've honed in on whatever the issue was. Next game up, we have Broncos over the Panthers, 28-14. Not a whole lot to note here. Panthers are just a poverty franchise at this point. Bryce Young, I guess he looks better than he before he was benched. Yeah, that's the best way to put it, I guess. And not a whole lot other to talk about with the Panthers in general, besides Diontae Johnson being traded to the Ravens. Props to the Ravens for, making a deal and providing more assets to Lamar there. Going to be a loss for the Panthers. I guess we could put it that way, but Diontae is certainly going to a lot better position for himself. So props to him. Broncos, though, seems like they have something with Bo Nix. Bo Nix has really performed this well. He's exceeded, I think, a lot of people's expectations, which is cool. And that defense continues to perform. The defense has really held it down in the remaining competitive and already competitive division. I don't think anybody expected them to be above 500 at this point. So we'll see how long that lasts. But, kind of interesting kind of shakeout in the AFC West there. Next game up, we have Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs over the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't think it's much surprise. Andy Reid, whenever he goes to Allegiant Stadium, wins. Clearly, because he is now the most winningest coach of Allegiant Stadium history. And he only plays there once a year, but still holds that torch. So props to him. Sad to say, shout out Jonathan. I know you've been a guest before. And Raiders, you don't have a coach that can outbeat an opponent as far as wins go. So not a good look. Andy Reid is king of the toilet bowl there. I reference it as a toilet bowl because I think that's what Allegiant Stadium looks like. So shout out Allegiant Stadium. I'm sure it's nice once you're inside. Next game up, we have Niners winning over the Cowboys. Another team that just can't beat us. We just annihilate them every single time they even tried coming over here to Levi's, Dallas. I don't know. Kind of a hot mess. We kind of let them back into the game at the end. It was a rough first half of the game, if you want to call it that. And we have more injury woes, of course, with Jordan Mason going down. Isaac Arendo has really stepped up well. He did that earlier in the season against Seattle. Love to see it. Rookie balling out and really next man up with the Niners running game always. So it's really cool to see how that functions and works. And props to them. Isaac Randle holding it down. Pearsall had a big run at the end of that game too, and we just continue to hold down. Shout out George Kittle, referencing tight end day. I know that he was also referencing that cowboy shirt that he likes to wear, and they love to see it. And he was kind of hinting at it in his post game interview. So funny guy there. But National Tight Ends Day performs well. He was clearly player of the game, and props to him. He looked great. Next up, we Monday Night Football. Steelers win over Giants. I know last week we kind of spoke about who should be first to be fired. I read after that that Daboll and Schoen, the GM, are, I guess they're planning on having him stick around one more season after this. So Daniel Jones, I guess, is odd man out. Something's got to change because they do not look good and they have so much money locked up in Daniel Jones. It's just ugly. I've seen Shedeur Sanders kind of in mock drafts, I guess, for that team. And that might be a good mold for them because they have a young, great wide receiver with Neighbors. I know he's had some tough drops this week and earlier in the season. And Tyrone Tracy really seems to have kind of embodied that starter role there. Devin Singletary, between injuries and everything else, he's kind of taken second fiddle at this point, I feel like, because Tyrone Tracy's had no reason to not have that starting role at this point. I think he rushed for a buck 20 and a touchdown this past week again. So shout out him. It's cool to see one of the few bright spots on that team in general. And that's pretty much a recap there of this past week in the NFL. Another fun one. We'll do it again next week briefly. And always fun to do that and kind of see how we're shaking out because we're in the heart of the season and there's lots more to come. Moving on to the NBA now. Bronny James scores his first NBA points. Props to him. Cool to see it. He's doing that G League shuffle where he's going back and forth between NBA and the G League, there for, road trips, not there for road trips. But nonetheless, scored losing effort against Cleveland. Cleveland remains undefeated at 5-0. Only other undefeated team in the NBA is Oklahoma City at this point. Both those teams, I think, are valid contenders. Boston's remaining up there. Still too early in the season to really see a true shakeout of how things are going. Keeping close to home, obviously wearing repping the Warriors hat at the moment. Shout out Buddy Hield. Really stepped up with Steph Curry being injured. Hopefully Steph is back pretty soon. Seems like an ankle sprain. But Buddy Hield, my prediction before the season was Buddy Hield was going to have his best season of his career. And I think it's proven so far to be factual. 19 points in the fourth quarter led us in a big comeback victory. Really cool sight to see because he's feeling it. Dude's on fire. And he perfectly embodies what the Warriors offense is all about. So really cool to see. It's going to be a really competitive division yet again. It's just endless teams and everybody stacked. Clay's performing pretty well in Dallas so far. Had kind of a little bit more of a rougher game his most recent outing against Minnesota, I believe. But in general, happy to see that he's with a team that also truly believes in the 3-point shot, as do most teams these days. But it's good to see him fitting right in with Luka, and Luka looks like still just MVP status. So interesting stuff there. Not a whole lot else really to talk about, I guess, this far in the season. It's kind of tough to evaluate a lot of the NBA when they're only through 5, 6 games of the year. But, interesting to keep talking about it. You have games like Bronny James scoring his first NBA points. You also have, seeing how teams who did a lot of trades in the offseason are really molding together. So far, the New York Knicks are 2-2. I don't know if Cat was the right deal in the offseason for him, or holding on to DiVincenzo and keeping that Villanova core together. I don't know. John and I referenced it, I believe it was last week or the week before, where we feel like the Cat trade was not the deal to make. It didn't make much of a difference, and especially at the cost. I don't see it being truly beneficial, but that's just our take, and we'll see how the season plays out, and maybe if it makes something, of worth for that franchise, then good for them. But that's about it as far as the NBA goes. All we really wanted to reference, or myself wanted to reference, is a solo pod this week. And that's about it for the NBA and NFL and Major League Baseball talk. Back next week with another fun one. I believe we are going to have a returning guest, and we have some really fun topics to discuss. Couple other maybe exciting things that are coming up in that podcast too. It'll be a really fun time, I'll preface. And most of all, definitely want to thank, all the engagement we're getting on our videos. I feel like our comments have increased. Just the likes, even the views. We really appreciate, every last one of you who takes the time and, takes a chance at, just viewing our videos and maybe clicking on our profile and searching some more. We're going to continue to push out all of the content. We're going to stay consistent with this. It's something that we're really enjoying, and it's been exciting to watch that growth. And we have just have so much ideas, going forward, for this podcast in general. So stay tuned for a lot more. Next week's going to be a really fun one. And it was kind of fun trying this out solo. It's me yapping away. I've been told I'm really good at that. So we'll see once I edit this how I feel about it. But thank you guys so much. Appreciate you guys listening, and hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Peace.